Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. It's Grammy Awards season yet again, so this week on the program I'll be presenting my annual preview of some of the vocal jazz Grammy nominees in several different categories, ahead of this year's ceremony on Sunday, February 4th. Coming up, we'll hear some traditional pop nominees, including singers Leve and Ricky Lee Jones. We'll hear some nominees for Best Jazz Performance, Best Jazz Vocal Album, and Best Arrangement, including singers like Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and Esperanza Spalding. And we'll even check out a nominee in the new category of Best Alternative Jazz Album. It's a 2024 Grammy Award preview, coming up next on Afterglow.
Wrapped me in your arms, leaned in and whispered. Keep me in your heart, I'm so bewildered. What's this new desire called? I didn't know that much at all about love before, but now I think I'm learning. You bewitched me from the first time that you kissed me. Waited all night, then we ran down the street in the London light, the world froze around us. You kissed me goodnight. You bewitched me. Every damn second you're with me. I try to think straight, but I'm falling so badly. I'm coming apart. You wrote me a note, cast a spell on my heart, and bewitched me.
Icelandic jazz singer Laufey, that's spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y, with the title track off of her latest best-selling album called Bewitched, one of the nominees for the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album at this year's Grammy Awards. That title track, Bewitched, is an original song by Laufey, not to be confused with the 1940s song of the same name by the duo Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Some other nominees in the traditional pop category include Liz Callaway for her Sondheim tribute album, Bruce Springsteen for his soul and R&B covers album, the vocal group Pentatonix for their Christmas album, and singer Ricky Lee Jones for her album of jazz standards, which we'll hear from later in the hour. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, it's our annual preview of some of the vocal jazz nominees for the upcoming Grammy Awards, which takes place on Sunday, February 4th. The nominees for the Best Jazz Vocal Album include a lot of familiar faces, if you've been following the vocal jazz scene for some years. It also includes one first-time nominee in this category, although we'll get into that a little later. We'll start with the three-time Best Jazz Vocal Album winner, Esperanza Spalding. Spalding's latest record is actually a live duet album between her and pianist Fred Hirsch called Alive at the Village Vanguard. The album was recorded several years earlier, in 2018, in fact, at the famed New York City jazz venue, the Village Vanguard. In many ways, this album is a departure from Spalding's other recent jazz ventures, only because it's so, well, traditional. It showcases her interpretive capabilities, her voice, and her humor, all while performing jazz standards, as opposed to the experimental originals that she's become known for in the past few years, including on her other jazz vocal Grammy-winning album, Songwrites Apothecary Lab. I'll play now one track that's actually a dual nominee. It's also been nominated for the Best Jazz Performance, in addition to the Jazz Vocal Nod. Here is Esperanza Spalding and pianist Fred Hirsch performing and deconstructing the Gershwin classic, But Not For Me, on Afterglow.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Unlucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, there are more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Somehow I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss. I guess it's not for me. Oh me, oh my, what a sad case I seem to be. It's my fault, letting love to lead the way. I should know that there'll be skies of gray. I can't say I've seen too many, but they say that a Russian plays to boast of many gray skies. All right. And then some words I don't really understand, because it's like old English, hi-ho, alas, and lack-a-day. That's how I feel, confused about the whole situation. Like, you'd think just living long enough would, merely by art or by chance, wind up ending you next to someone that you could share some romantic feelings for. But I guess all of those love songs I hear on the radio were not for me. Oh, alas, I get that one. Hi-ho, not so much. Well, to be fair, I put it on myself, 'cause I do believe in fairy tale romance, ha! So now I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, and I'm forced to admit that it's just not
famille, la danga, la vie, 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 thank you. but not for me. Unlucky stars, but not for me. With love to lead the way, there are more skies of gray than any Russian player could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Oh, alas, and also lackaday. So no, I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss. I guess it's not
Esperanza Spalding and pianist Fred Hirsch live at the Village Vanguard with Gershwin's But Not For Me from their Grammy-nominated album Alive at the Village Vanguard. That song was also nominated for Best Jazz Performance. Speaking of dual nominations from three-time Jazz Vocal Grammy winners, the next artist I want to feature is the three-time winner Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, perhaps my favorite singer working today. Salvant, like Spalding, is an incredible song interpreter, but she's also a compelling and creative original artist, and her latest album, called Melusine, is evidence of that creativity. It's an album that loosely retells the 14th century myth of Melusine, a half-woman, half-snake, and she tells this through various genres, styles, and dialects of French. It's a fascinatingly wild album that's full of mystery and lovely music making. Here's a track that also has a Grammy nomination for Best Arrangement. This is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with Fenestra on Afterglow. Enoch
moi seul. J'ai vu la vision, la fin de tout, et aucun homme ne verra comme moi. J'ai vu maman, mais l'usine à Idaho et j'ai tellement eu besoin de toi, j'ai voulu pleurer dans tes bras, mais tu ne voulais pas. M'as-tu regardé même une seule fois quand je pleurais dans ma valise, rue de l'Opéra?
Down, am I losing my mind?
Jazz singer Gretchen Parlato with the title track from her latest record called Lean In, featuring guitarist Lionel Lueke and percussionist Mark Juliana. Before that, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with the original song Fenestra from her latest record titled Melusine. Both of those albums have been nominated for the Best Jazz Vocal Album Grammy at this year's Grammy Awards. I have two more Best Jazz Vocal nominees to feature. The first in this set of two is a past winner, Patty Austin. Austin, who originally comes from the world of R&B, has been singing primarily jazz for about two decades now. She won the Best Jazz Vocal Grammy in 2008 for her album Avant Gershwin, and her latest record is actually a follow-up to another Grammy-nominated album that she made back in 2002. It's called For Ella 2, and it's a tribute record to the songs of Ella Fitzgerald. That 2002 record, as you may imagine, was titled For Ella. Here, she's teaming up with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, a jazz orchestra that specializes in modern takes on the swing-era sound. This is Patty Austin with Mac the Knife on Afterglow.
Mackie, he's back in town.
When I didn't know that I could burn so slow. Deceptive ease and constant flow of vertigo. All worlds colliding in this tableau. How sincere the depth of what you say. I'll stay, if only for today. When I didn't know that youth could seem so wise. Starting over, taken by surprise. All that's discovered within your eyes. And the spark that lit the fire inside. I'll try, until I choose to run or say goodbye. Accents linger, trembling fingers, that certain look upon your face. And oh, the nervous fear of new beginnings, while I'm searching for excuses to let go. And oh, I didn't know that I could burn so slow. Deceptive ease and constant flow of vertigo. Courage invited to take a chance. I think I'll finally try a new. Trembling fingers, that certain look upon your face. And oh, the nervous fear of new beginnings, while I'm searching for excuses to let go. And oh, I didn't know that I could burn so slow. Deceptive ease and constant flow of vertigo. Courage invited to take a chance. I think I'll finally try a new romance.
Yeah, dig it.
New York-based jazz singer and educator Nicole Zuraitis with her original song, Burn, that comes from her album called How Love Begins, her first nomination in this category, the Best Jazz Vocal Album category. Before that, singing legend Patti Austin with Mack the Knife from her album called For Ella 2, her third nomination in the Best Jazz Vocal Album category. We'll have more 2024 Grammy nominees in just a bit, including a look at jazz singers who show up in other categories like traditional pop, best arrangement, and more. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some jazz singers who have been nominated for Grammys at this year's Grammy Awards. The ceremony will take place on Sunday, February 4th. I have a couple of nominees lined up in this next set, one in the traditional pop category, one in the best large jazz ensemble category, and one in the best jazz performance category. We'll start with best traditional pop vocal album. It's a sad year for this category because it's the first time that it will be presented after the passing of the legend Tony Bennett. Bennett won this award a whopping 14 times. It's also an interesting year for this category because it's the first time this award has been moved from the pop field of categories into the jazz field, where it probably should have been all along. As the years go on, the definition of what can be considered traditional pop keeps changing, but there is usually one nomination that consists of all jazz standards. And let's hear that album now. This is singer Ricky Lee Jones from her album Pieces of Treasure, with Gershwin's song, They Can't Take That Away From Me, on Afterglow.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing, the way you haunt my dreams, yeah, they can't take that away from me. We might never, never meet again on the bumpy road of love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life, oh no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
I'm an evil gal, don't you bother with me. Yeah, yes, I'm an evil gal. Don't you bother with me. I'll empty your pockets and fill you with misery. I've got men to the left, men to the right, men every day and men every night. I got so many men, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, Daddy, I ain't no good for you. Yes, I've got men in the east, men in the west, but my man here in Harlem always loved me the best. I'm an evil gal, and I need me an evil man. But I'm down in the dumps since I lost him to Uncle Sam. Come on. Yes, I've got men to the east, men in the west, but my man here in Harlem, he loves me the best. I'm an evil gal, and I need me an evil man. But I'm down in the dumps since I lost him to another.
And it can be found. I'm on the loose and I don't dig it. Take my advice. If you find a man, girl, hold on. Hey, don't let him. If you want him, don't let him. Hold on, hold on. Tim tight. Oh, I don't know where my man is. Where can he be? What is he doing? I've been looking, I've been searching, I've been asking questions all over town. Where is he? Where can he be? Hoping it can be found. I'm on the loose and I don't dig it. Take my advice. If you find it, if you find a man, hold on to him. Take. Don't let him, don't let him. If you want him, hold on, hold on. Tim tight. But if you don't want him, just let him go, let him go, let him go. Hold on tight. Don't let him go. Don't let.
Jazz singer Samara Joy, who won the Grammy last year for Best Jazz Vocal Album and Best New Artist, singing the Betty Carter jazz standard Tight, a nominee for the Best Jazz Performance. Before that, the current incarnation of the Count Basie Orchestra, featuring singer Ledisi, performing Evil Gal Blues. That's from the album Basie Swings the Blues, a nominee for Best Large Ensemble Jazz Album. And first in that set, Ricky Lee Jones with They Can't Take That Away From Me, a nominee for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. 2024 is an interesting year for the Jazz Grammy field because not only did they move traditional pop into this field, they also added a brand new category, Best Alternative Jazz Album. It makes a lot of sense. So much of what's happening in 21st century jazz is pushing the boundaries of the genre, blending in new styles, experimenting with sound, and generally thinking outside the box. This category gives space for those avant-garde, envelope-pushing artists to be recognized. One nominee in this brand new category is vocal jazz darling Kurt Elling. It's for his latest iteration of his Super Blue project, an album called Super Blue: The Iridescent Spree, which blends jazz with funk, R&B, and hip-hop. Let's hear a track from that now. This is Kurt Elling and guitarist Charlie Hunter with the Joni Mitchell song Black Crow on Afterglow.
There's a crow flying, black and ragged, traitor, traitor, train. He's black as the highway that is leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like that black crow flying in a blue sky. I took a diary to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi and the taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long. How am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like that black crow flying in a blue sky. In search of love and music, my whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shiny little thing. I'm just like that black hole. In the bathroom light, I looked out the window and I saw that ragged soul take flight. Man, I saw that black crow flying up in a blue sky. I saw that black crow flying in a blue.
Kurt Elling and Charlie Hunter with Joni Mitchell's Black Crow. That comes from their album Super Blue, The Iridescent Spree, a Grammy nominee in the brand new category of Best Alternative Jazz Album. I have one more track to feature this hour. This one comes from some very talented young jazz singers, an artist that I featured on the show several times in the past, the jazz vocal group Sage, and the maximalist singer, multi-instrumentalist, and arranger Jacob Collier. Their collaboration on the standard In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning is nominated for Best Arrangement and showcases just how creative and progressive this new generation of jazz singers can be when reimagining the essence of a song, defining the boundaries of jazz, and manipulating the sound of the human voice. It gives me a lot of hope for the ever-changing art of vocal jazz. Here is Sage and Jacob Collier with their Grammy-nominated arrangement of In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning on Afterglow.
When the sun you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something
the jazz vocal group Sage with singer Jacob Collier and their Grammy-nominated arrangement of the jazz standard In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. And thanks for tuning in to this 2024 Grammy nomination edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.